This program is made possible by the giving of the God Called Partners of Renner Ministries. Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times, and doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program. It's the end of the week. It seems like this week has just gone like this. Denise and I have been here with Nancy Dufresne, and here we are again.
Oh, and I'm so thrilled. Thank you for having me.
Nancy, you're a blessing.
You are. I've just loved this time with you. Thank you.
Nancy, this has been great. Thank you so much.
And we believe that your life has been changed, and we want your life to be further impacted by having the whole series, which is called The Divine Healer. And you know what? I thought we were going to talk a lot about healing, but we're really talking about the mind and peace. And my friends, getting a grip on your mind and walking in peace is essential for you to maintain your healing. A lot of people get healed and they lose it.
Yes.
You don't have to lose it. Jesus said to the woman with the issue of blood, once she was healed, go into peace. That's how you keep your healing.
Yes.
But all that's in the series. And the series also comes with a study guide. And we're also offering you Nancy's wonderful book, which is called The Healer Divine. You can get all these things by just calling the number on the screen right now, or you can go online to order them. But we want to pray for you. We really want to pray for you. The Bible says that if two or three of you would agree as touching anything, I will do it. You can pray by yourself and you can be effective. But sometimes it helps to have another voice agreeing with you. Let that be us. We're waiting to pray with you. Just call the number or send us an email, and we will pray the prayer of faith and believe for Jesus to do what needs to be done. So reach out to us. But Nancy, let's get started.
Let's do it. We're gonna end up at Proverbs 4, but I want to preface this by again saying Philippians 4:11, the Amplified Classic Translation. I so love this verse. This verse got me through a season of great testing. And it's when Paul was sitting in prison and he made this statement, I have learned how to be content.
So he was not speaking theory.
No.
He was in prison.
He was in prison. He said, and he's telling us what he's learning there. I've learned how to be content. Not if I could say this, with that place, but in that place. I've learned how to be content. And then I love the description the Amplified gives. Satisfied to the point where I'm not disturbed or disquieted in whatever state I am. Paul had to learn that. We have to learn it. And when he made that statement, I realized then it was all about what my attention was on. Do you know that healing is connected to your attention, what your attention is on?
That is so powerful. Would you say that again?
It's critical. What your healing is connected to what your attention is on. We know this over in Romans chapter 4 when it talks about Abraham, the father of our faith. And it said with Abraham, he said he considered not his own body, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So he said, I didn't have my attention on what my body couldn't do. And he didn't have his attention on what Sarah's body couldn't do. So we see this. If we're going to walk in health, we cannot have our attention hooked to our bodies, because healing doesn't flow from the body. Divine healing is, the body is the recipient of a divine healing. It's not the author of divine healing. We have to have our attention on the Word that's the author of our divine healing. So, it said about Abraham, he considered not his own body. What's that mean? His attention was not on his body that couldn't produce. Then it said it wasn't on the body of his wife that couldn't produce either. So that means if people not only, if their attention is absorbed with their own health, they will not lay hold of divine healing that belongs to them because their attention's on the wrong thing. But notice this, we're authorized. The devil always wants to get your attention on the wrong thing, but he also wants you to get your attention on someone else's condition.
Mm.
Because if you are thinking about, well, I've got this condition. I know of three people who died of that condition. The devil will try to get your attention on someone who didn't receive.
Right.
And if he can do that, he will rob you of faith. You cannot have strong faith thinking about somebody else who didn't receive, because you don't know the inner dealings of God with their spirit.
No.
Listen, there have been times that God has said to me over the years, he said, if you're going to finish your course, you're going to have to correct this, or you're going to have to change that. No one else knew that, but I knew that.
Yes.
And there are times, there's causes why sometimes people don't receive, and it's not on God's side.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't come into agreement with what God's dealing with us about, the devil can use that lack of obedience to, if I could say this, it's an open door to sickness and disease. I'll give you an illustration. Years ago, my husband, when he was in his late 50s, he went to the doctor just for a checkup, and they said, you have cancer. He had no idea. And it could have been quite serious. And they said basically 2 years. And so after we left that appointment that day, my husband went home and he said, God, you don't miss it. I've missed it somewhere. And God said, yes, two places you missed it. Number one, he says, you don't rest your body. He says, I've been dealing with you for years about proper rest. Brother Rick, it's not work that breaks down the body, it's lack of rest. And my husband had this habit of not resting. And God said to him, he said, you would deal with that for a short time, then you would fall back into your old habit of not resting properly. He said, then what happened, your body could not resist. You know, because the body has the ability built into it to resist and repel certain things. But when it's broken down and weakened, then it doesn't resist as it ought. He said, number two, you've not been obeying me in the office you've been called to. So my husband said, okay, God, I repent of those two things. I'll address them. And God said, okay, within 30 days, it'll all be gone. He went back to the doctor on day 28 and it was all gone. What am I saying that for? Is because there are things that God will deal with us about, that if we're going to walk in divine health, we have to obey Him in what He's dealing with us about. That's why you don't consider someone else's condition, because you don't know what God has dealt with them about.
Exactly.
But the devil wants your attention on someone else who didn't receive, because he wants to rob you of your faith. If you're going to have strong faith for healing, you cannot consider someone else's condition.
You know, before I married Denise, I ended up in the hospital mm-hmm. with a tropical fever, and we were living in the middle of the United States. It was crazy that I had this fever.
Uh-huh.
And I was laying in bed, and I said, Lord, why am I in this bed?
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit began to tell me about an area of disobedience in my life. A doctor could have not told me that. No one else could have told me that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ever have to tell anybody that.
Yeah.
I knew I had done something wrong.
Yes.
There's reasons why people get sick, and there are reasons why people don't get well. And we have to be willing to listen to the Holy Spirit and then to make a correction where He
yes.
tells us we've missed it.
Yes.
And you know what? As soon as I made that correction, I got well.
Well, I found out this. When the spiritual life is in order, the body responds. If the body's not responding, check and see if everything's in order. Now, my husband, if he would have come home from that doctor's appointment and just started throwing healing scriptures, confessing healing scriptures without making changes, he would not have received what he needed. It's not because the Word doesn't work, but that wasn't the problem. The mm-hmm. problem was there was something he needed to change. And the Word tells us we are changed from glory to glory. If we'll make changes, we come into more of what belongs to us. And so this is one thing that, you know, the Word tells us that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. We're redeemed from sickness and disease. And so why is it then that Christians can get sick since we're redeemed from sickness and disease? Well, it goes over to Ephesians 4, verse 27, what Paul says, neither give place to
the devil.
So the devil can't take a place in us, but we can give him a place. And Rick, if we gave him a place, we can take back the place
that's
we gave
exactly
him.
That's exactly right.
And that's what my husband did that day. When he judged himself and made those corrections, he took back the place that he had given to sickness and disease through disobedience. He put obedience in place. And when he did, the door was closed. He didn't have to struggle to receive healing. He made the correction and his body started responding. And so people sometimes they'll say, well, I confess the word, nothing changed. Well, look to the Holy Ghost. He will guide you.
And he can see what nobody sees.
And he's so accurate.
He's so perfect.
And he's always right.
He's always right.
He's always
right. He's laser sharp.
He is always right.
Nancy, years ago, I mean, I was 13 years old and I got this horrible disease in my face. And I'm not talking about just teenage problems. I'm talking about sores that go through all three layers of your skin, that my face would bruise. My face was painful. I went to doctors. I got terrible, went through terrible treatments. It was all embarrassing going through high school like that.
Sure.
And so I first heard that by his stripes we were healed. Mm-hmm. I was 25 years old. I heard it on the radio. Mm-hmm. And hope came into my heart.
Sure.
Not just like, oh, well, okay, that's a nice verse.
Right.
But hope. And like I said, oh, you mean Denise Robertson, I can be healed. I've been looking at this and trying to treat it for 13 years.
Wow.
And you know, after 13 years, you think, I think this is my life, right?
Right.
And so, but that verse, hope came in my heart. I began to confess the word.
Yes.
Confess. Yes. I sang to myself in the mirror, by his stripes, I'm healed, over and over and over again. I didn't see any results. Mm-hmm. And about 2 months went by, and I heard another radio preacher. Mm-hmm. Thank God for radio preachers and television preachers.
Right.
And this woman said, do you really want to be healed? And when she said that, the Holy Ghost, like a laser, he went into my soul and revealed what was in my soul.
Wow.
And when I was young and going to those doctor's appointments and things like that, I spent time with my mom. Mm-hmm. My mom was really busy. She worked, she took care of the house and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And she didn't have much time.
Sure.
But when she took me to the doctor, we drove in the car. I got time, and I got attention, and I got an oatmeal cookie, because we didn't have sweets in our house, and it was special.
Yeah.
Well, when the Holy Spirit said, do you really want to be healed? I had gravitated to that attention.
Wow.
My soul had gravitated.
You embraced that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was in there, but the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, as I was speaking the Word of God, I didn't know anything was happening, but as I was speaking the Word of God, it was making a place for me to hear from God.
Yes.
And then I could hear, just like you described with your husband, I could hear what I needed to change.
Yes.
And so at that moment, I said, I repent right now.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody's attention. I don't
want
anybody's attention. And in 2 weeks, I went to bed one night, just like I had for 13 years with this horrible disease on my forehead and my cheeks and my neck, which had kept me from singing jobs and work because of the appearance of it. And I went to bed and I woke up the next morning and I was completely...
Wow. Praise God.
Completely
Nancy,
clean.
It was so gone. She looked like she had lost 20 pounds overnight.
Her face
had been so filled with infection. But Denise, that's important because you could have kept quoting scriptures and quoting scriptures, but you had to make an adjustment. And the Holy Spirit, He knows in you what needs to change. Maybe you're quoting all the right scriptures or you're believing everything right. But maybe there's an alteration in you that needs to change for that healing really to be manifest.
Yeah. And you know what? The prophet went in. He was sent to King Hezekiah and said, go tell the king, set your house in order, for you're going to die. God wasn't sentencing the king to death. He was saying the road you're on is going to arrive you at premature death. Mm-hmm. And he said, set your house in order. Well, King Hezekiah did not set his natural house in order. He set his spiritual house in order. And it says he turned to the wall. And what was that? He turned toward God, made an adjustment. And before the prophet ever left the king's courtyard, God said, go back and tell him I'm giving him 15 years.
Wow.
It only takes a moment.
That is powerful.
It doesn't take days and months and weeks. It just one quick inward adjustment.
Yes.
And you know what else? It's not you poking around in yourself trying to find something. You'll never find it.
No.
But if you listen...
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit sees what you can't see. He knows what you do not know.
Yeah.
Listen to Him. And he'll show you if there's something in you that needs to be changed.
And he has laser focus power.
And what if we start evaluating ourselves mentally, Rick, what we do, we open the door to the accuser, the brethren.
We do.
He will sit and tell you your faults and failures and all that you're not. Mm-hmm. And you'll end up turning in upon yourself. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about this mental evaluation. We're talking about quieting the mind and turning toward our spirit and say, Holy Spirit, if there's something that I need to correct. And can I tell you this, Brother Rick? I have found this out. God rewards repentance.
He does.
You repent, and I tell you what, the goodness of God meets you. Mm. When the prodigal son repented, in a moment, the father put on him the ring, the robe, and let's have a party. Mm-hmm. He rewarded repentance. And part of the reward of change is that we receive blessings unhindered. Mm. And so with my husband, when he made those corrections, he didn't have to struggle for healing. The body started responding when everything went back into place. Mm. When it says, neither give place to the devil, that's what Paul was talking about. If we don't if we don't correct something God's dealing with us about, and can I say this? I've noticed for me, God's always dealing with me about something, something to come up, a higher way of thinking, adjust this, adjust that, because He's bringing us into the fullness of the stature of Christ. So He's always helping us to what to address. I would say this too. I want to quote Proverbs chapter 4.
Let's do
verse
it.
Verse 20. Let's do it. I love this passage. Verses 20 through 22. It says, my son, attend to my words. Mm. Brother Rick, when I see this word attend, I always, it screams to me the word attention. Mm-hmm. What is your attention on? My son, put your attention on my words. That means you're going to have to take your attention off your body. You're going to have to take your attention off of what doctors say. Not that they're an enemy. They're trying to help us. Mm-hmm. But their words can't be the final word in your life. So he says, my son, attend to my words. Why is that? Because other words want your attention. And you have to on purpose say, God's words get my attention first. Attend to my words. And then he tells us how to put our attention on his word and said, incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Look at verse 22. For they, God's words, are life to those that find them and health and healing to all their flesh. So notice it started out with, in verse 20, your attention is connected to your health and your healing.
That is so powerful.
It's huge. What your thought life is entertaining is going to affect your body. There's a verse in Hebrews chapter 4, excuse me, chapter 9, verse 14, and it says this, how much more shall the blood of Jesus purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. What does that mean? One commentator said this, purge your conscience. He said it means the replay of the mind. So many times people are tormented by a replay, where they missed it, what they did wrong, what somebody did to them, how something happened in their past that's tormenting them. And that becomes a troubling spot. And they try to talk it out. You know, in people trying to help you psychologically, they're trying to help, but they can't hit the root. You have to hit the root of the situation. And many times when people, Brother Rick, are trying to talk it out, they're letting it in because they're putting their attention on what's troubling them. And so how much more shall the blood of Jesus purge the replay of the mind? The mind is like a computer. Everything that goes in gets stored, but every computer has a delete button. The blood of Jesus is a delete button on the past. Mm. If something's tormenting and troubling the past, there is a delete button called the blood of Jesus. By faith, you say, I apply the blood over that memory. Okay. I apply the blood over that event in my past, because if my attention is there, the devil is using that to hold me in sickness, disease, fear, worry. And so many people are trying to, if I could say this, outthink a situation of the past to try to arrive at peace. You can't do it. The blood of Jesus cleanses it. And the blood of Jesus, Brother Rick, puts it back as though we never missed it. When it says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That shows us the power of the blood. It makes it as though we never missed it. If somebody was abused and mishandled in life, the devil will use that replay of the mind. Their attention is on that, and it holds them in a place to where the devil has access to trouble their mind, but also it affects the body. It starts showing up. We have to realize the blood of Jesus purges and refuse to let that live with us anymore. Quit updating it by talking about it. Leave it under the blood. The blood cleanses it. It purges the replay of the mind. Why? Because our attention is to be on the Word that is health and life-giving.
Nancy, this is powerful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Actually, this is life-changing.
It is.
It's life-changing. And if you've been replaying things in your mind over and over and over,
yeah,
let the blood of Jesus be the delete button to totally cleanse that.
Absolutely.
My friends, you're not to live in a state of torment. God wants you to step into a state of peace. And when you're in that state, you can experience your health, your healing, and keep it. And that's what we've been talking about this week. Nancy, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much
for having
me. It's a joy.
It's really been wonderful.
And to fellowship around the Word.
It's wonderful. Yeah, and we'll be back in just a moment. Someone has asked the wonderful question, how can I strengthen my faith? Wow, that's a good question. Well, first of all, we're told in Romans 10:17, the faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And actually, the Greek says by hearing and hearing and hearing, which means when you hear and hear and hear the Word of God, it causes your faith to grow. But it's not enough to hear the Word of God. You've got to activate your faith. Faith is like a muscle. If you don't use it, it begins to atrophy. But as you exercise your muscle of faith, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And you do that by hearing the Word of God, proclaiming the Word of God, and standing in faith and patience as you wait for the promise to come to pass. So my friends, open your ear to hear and act on the Word of God and stay in faith. And that will really strengthen your faith.
This week, you can order all Renner products for 25% off. Take advantage of our cyber sale and stock up on powerful teaching resources this holiday season. It's the perfect time to invest in your spiritual growth or bless someone you love.
2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. For believers, this means peace should be a lifestyle. We must fill our mind and spirit with the Word of God and allow it to dictate the way we live. Join Rick and Denise Renner with special guest Nancy Dufresne for this new 5-part series, The Divine Healer, to learn how to live a healthy and prosperous life. Align your thoughts with God's thoughts. Let your spirit take charge. Overcome the devil's lies. Reap the reward of repentance. Available in digital or physical formats, starting at just $11. This eye-opening series can be yours today. You won't want to miss the opportunity to grow in your understanding of God's promises and experience the peace they bring. In addition to this teaching series, we are offering you the book, The Healer Divine, a study of the healings of Jesus by Nancy Dufresne, which explores the miracles of Jesus' healing ministry. You will walk away from this book encouraged to dig deep and study the healing miracles described throughout the Word of God. Order The Healer Divine for just $14 today. Don't miss this special offer of the bundle of the series, The Divine Healer, and the book, The Healer Divine. Call the number on your screen now or go to Renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Hey, this is Rick Renner, and today I'm in the Tulsa office, and this is the conference room or the boardroom. This room is used all the time for strategic planning for the gospel and for the teaching of the Bible, which we're taking around the world. And all around this room, we have scriptures about wise counselor and wise planning. Of course, we have the Great Commission on the screen behind us, and we even have photographs of all the board of directors of Rick Renner Ministries, who are real board of directors and regularly provide us with the most wonderful godly counsel and advice. But right now, we're in the process of paying off this facility in Tulsa. And guess what? We've already paid off 81%
of the whole project. And that is just amazing. If you consider how long we've been doing this, it's really not that long, but because of the grace of God and because of people like you, we are really making significant progress. And when we're finished paying off the debt on this building, it's going to release all these finances to help us take the teaching of the Bible further to the ends of the earth. And if you're not already a part of our ministry expansion project to pay off this facility, we're inviting you to join us and to become a part of our giving team. We're very serious about what we do. We're very careful with our finances, and we're really grateful for you and for every person who is a partner with our ministry. So if you want to become a part of the giving team, we welcome you, and together we're going to remove this debt and release finances to go further in taking the teaching of the Bible to the ends of the earth. Nancy, thank you for being with
us. Thank you for having me. It's a joy.
Denise, isn't she a delight?
She's just wonderful.
Thank you.
Fellow Oklahomans together in Moscow. What a joy.
Yes.
But we're glad you've been with us. And today is the last day that we're offering you the series called The Divine Healer. You need this, and you need to listen to it and listen to it and listen to it until you get it down deep inside you. And that's why we also want you to have the study guide, because we really believe that when you read while you see or hear, it really doubles the impact. And we want you to be sure to get Nancy's book called The Healer Divine. And today is the last day we're offering these things on the program. So please go online or call the number on the screen to order yours right now, and we'll get them right to you. And also let us know how to pray for you. You know, you've heard a lot of wonderful things this week. Maybe you want somebody to pray with you that you can really put all of this into practice. That's what we've been talking about. And we would love to put our faith together with you for the peace of God to dominate your mind, to dominate your life, and for you to get healthy and whole. That's really the will of God for your life. We saw that in the first program. In 3 John verse 2, it says, it is God's will that you prosper and be in health. That's God's will for your life. So we would love to pray with you about that. But right now, we're going to pray with you together. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that your will is health, wholeness, and peace. And we speak that to our friend. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We'll see you in the next program. But please remember, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there's power. So let God's word work in your life today.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
Thank you for joining Rick Renner today. For more information about Renner Ministries and product resources, visit Renner.org.
This program was made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.